Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think the Democrats need to start listening to the states that aren't that supportive of the Democrats if they really want a blue wave.
KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning. I'm Dan O'Neill sitting in with three big things. Wichita police officer suing police chief Gordon Ramsay, saying that the chief ruined his reputation.
Two.
One person dead, several homes burned following a gas explosion and fires north of Boston.
One.
And the Category 1 Hurricane Florence now making landfall on the Carolina coast, bringing storm surges and heavy rain. Time to take a look at traffic now. Here's Jad Chambers.
Okay, Kellogg, especially eastbound, really starting to slow down out there right now. We're seeing, of course, slowing traffic ahead of the road construction. Looking eastbound right before I-235, all the way back to Ridge Road. Wow, traffic just nose to tail out there. Things looking pretty backed up in that area. Also, even once you get past all of that, we're seeing traffic slowing down also from, all the way from Meridian down to towards the Central Business District.
Wow.
Very heavy traffic and things slowing down there. So watch out. Kellogg running a little bit slow at this hour. Also have a traffic, this just in, traffic accident. Westbound K-96 at Meridian. This is up in the northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Westbound K-96 at Meridian. Got a traffic accident there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Our Friday forecast looking simply scrumptious today. Mostly sunshine. Daytime highs 88. Carbon copy for Saturday. Overnight tonight, mostly clear with lows around 69 degrees. It's mostly clear, 68 at KNSS. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. You want to stay up to date on the newest bourbon attractions? Well, you can join their mailing list at monarchwichita.com. It's the Monarch in Delano. 7:47 with Steve and Ted and Jad. The bug is possibly going the way of the dodo bird.
The bug.
The VW bug.
Oh, the beetle.
Yes, the iconic Volkswagen Beetle. You know, the one on the Abbey Road cover, the one that was in the Herbie movies. They're about to be squashed after selling it on and off in the U.S. for nearly seven decades. The German automaker is ending global production of the bug.
Wow.
Sad day. Especially if you're a bug fan.
Sure.
Like our daughter. The compact vehicle was first introduced in Germany in 1938 during the Nazi era, and it hit the U.S. in 1949, where it became the go-to buggy. They say for hipsters. They didn't have hipsters back in that day, but yeah, I understand where they're going. But
yeah.
It was also the subject of a popular travel game.
Oh, yeah, Slugbug.
Yeah, Slugbug. So you need to do that before others in the car earns you the right to sock them in the arm. So there may be fewer bugs to slug, I guess you might say. But
it's
the end of an era. I mean, they were fairly iconic. The Love Bug movies were very popular. In fact, I saw one driving on the streets of Wichita just recently. It was a newer Volkswagen Beetle, but they had it painted white, but they had the red, white, and blue stripe down the top of it, and they had 53 painted on the side, and they were just tooling down, I think it was Murdoch, in downtown Wichita just the other day.
Well, I don't know. Going out and buying a Golf just wouldn't be the same,
no.
I suppose.
No.
Just doesn't have that iconic look.
Now, remember the VW thing?
No, I do not.
Mostly owned now by Shriners that keep them up. But
they,
that was. But anyway, the bug now going the way of the thing.
Ah, I
so,
see.
So we'll.
Wow, I just pulled that up on the internet. That is not the Volkswagen thing.
The Volkswagen thing. You're seeing. You got a picture. That
is not an iconic look.
No, it's not, and that's why it didn't last for very long.
But no.
But we do have. Things that go on and on, and stuff like local papers like Bill Roy publishes. Good morning, Bill Roy. Let's check out the business report. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Dano. Good morning to you. The big story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. The Business Journal, along with sponsors Cox Business and the Cargill Protein Group, recognizing 24 individuals and organizations as the 2018 Leaders in Diversity, the winners chosen for their commitment to supporting and promoting diversity in their companies and in their communities. Of the 24 winners, 11 are individuals and 15 are companies or organizations. 2018 marks the fourth year for the Leaders in Diversity Awards. In the previous 3 years, we've recognized 56 other people and groups that promote diversity in Wichita. The 2018 honorees will be recognized at a luncheon Monday, and their profiles are in today's Wichita Business Journal. This week's list, the Wichita area's retirement communities. They're ranked by number of retirement community units. Bluestem Communities is at the top with 409, Lake Point, Wichita next, followed by Larksfield Place, Maple Gardens Village, and Sedgwick Plaza Senior Living. We're not quite ready for those places yet. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, giving a vote of positive for the VW thing, I'm Bill Roy.
So did you ever own a thing, or did you ever
own a bug? Never owned a thing. My friend's granddad, as you say, was a Shriner, and he had one of those orange things down at the Lake of the Ozarks, and it was fun tooling around to that thing. It was kind of a neat deal.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll see them get out coming up during the St. Patrick's Parade again this year.
Oh yeah, Dan,
they come out in force for sure. So, got any big plans for the weekend, Bill?
Not really. Heading up to Kansas City to do some work up there, help out a sister-in-law. But other than that, that's about it.
So did you get your Pronto Pup fixed this year?
I have not, and I may not be able to for the first time in many years. I'm not going to be able to go to the state fair unless we actually get back really early on Sunday, and I don't know if I can swing it. So I'm having a withdrawal. That's for sure.
My. Well, at least you'll keep the mustard off your shirt, so that's okay.
Exactly.
Thank you, Bill Roy, Wichita Business Journal. Good morning. It's 7:52 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning. I'm Dan O'Neill, and speaking of publications, Jad.
Yeah.
There's a publication in Missouri, and I don't know if Bill wants to expand his publication to Missouri, but this paper is called the Uranus Examiner, and it's not a journal for proctologists. No, and it's not even a naughty joke. It's the actual name of the newspaper in the town of Uranus, Missouri.
Right.
I'm not making this up, and I'm trying to keep a straight face. KYTV reports the paper's launch came this week after the former paper's owner said it was shutting down a local paper, the Daily Guide. Now, the new publications editor says she wants to start a fun paper.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. That includes local news, promote tourism, and it's a tourist town. And yes, the town's name is pronounced just as any class clown would say it, Uranus. That's the town.
Yeah.
And
like the planet name. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You go ahead, you check Google Maps. It's right along Route 66, and they say it's known for quirky attractions.
Sure.
What might you find?
What might you find in that small town in Missouri?
Town. Well, yes. The world's largest belt buckle.
The world's... Okay, I can see a theme here.
The world's largest belt buckle and a fudge shop.
And a fudge shop, okay. Yeah. Again, I can see the theme on this one.
There is a theme, and that's why they call it a fun city.
Fun place to stay.
But
a new newspaper.
So, yeah, the Uranus Examiner. Okay. And you can probably call for a subscription.
I suppose so. But hey, it's Missouri. It's not that far away. If you on a fun weekend, I suppose there are worse places to spend it.
That's true. And I don't know if they'd make Pronto Pups there, but you can suggest it.
I suppose so.
If you don't make it to the fair, so that would be good to have. big weekend on tap, and of course, you know, Bill said he wasn't going to be able to make it to the fair probably this year, but a lot of people are, and it's good attractions. If you want to go see the show on Saturday, got the Beach Boys playing.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if there's, you know, plenty of good seats left, but there probably are a few. And you could check that out. Of course, the Pronto Pups, the fun rides, the attractions, you know, go down the commercial booths, look for samples, you know, all kinds of fun stuff to do the final week of the fair. 7:55, KNSS News Time, 98.7 and 1330. Steve and Ted in the morning. I'm Dan O'Neill sitting in. Coming up, top of the hour news. Rescue workers busy in North Carolina as Hurricane Florence continues to move inland.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.